'Tis the day before Iowa, that ritual of prairie democracy, and all through the land, nay, all through the world, democracy is in trouble of one sort or another.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The caucus idea is being contested in Iraq by the Shiites, who outnumber the Sunni Muslims and the Kurds combined. And Administrator Paul Bremer has flown home yet once again to caucus with the Bush administration and the United Nations on where to go from here on democracy building in a conquered land. In that other arena of nation building, Afghanistan, the new constitution, basically the product of the United States, the United Nations, and interim President Hamid Karzai, has already generated a minority challenge. Former President Burhanuddin Rabbani says the document does not represent a consensus and that it will push Afghanistan towards dictatorship. Iran is preparing for parliamentary elections on February 20th, locked in a struggle between reformers and fundamentalists. The hardline Guardian Council has banned more than 3,000 candidates, precipitating a sit-down demonstration by some parliament members. In Indonesia, the former military chief General Wiranto, who is charged by the UN with war crimes in East Timor, is a candidate in the country's first-ever direct presidential election, scheduled for next July. And in Russia, a dozen years after communism was vanquished, President Vladimir Putin faces only token opposition in his run for re-election. He is in almost total control of the Duma, the lower house of parliament. And in America, America, where an election vies for attention with the Michael Jackson child abuse case. The Federal Election Commission is examining a possible loophole in the McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Act. It concerns 527 groups. The number refers to a section of the tax code under which the Democrats have allegedly been trying to create ostensibly independent groups backed with soft money contributions. America is in the business of exporting democracy. But democracy at home still needs a little work. This is Daniel Shore.